Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so with the deadline tomorrow, we thought now would be an appropriate time. Gather up all the best rumors, rapid fire handle them in one segment, and then just move forward with the things we have to do. Michael.
Yeah, so we got a lot of them to get through here. So first, this is coming from Mark Stein. He said, separate from all things Anthony Davis, New Orleans continues to explore trades for Julius Randle and Nikola Mirotic in advance of Thursday's deadline. One outside-the-box team that was rumored, the Nets. Would that make any sense to you?
Sure. Nets have flexibility. Nets are better than expected. And both those guys are role players, so you're not dealing with like a Jimmy Butler situation. Sure. I mean, Kenny Atkinson's done a hell of a job in Brooklyn. And they've got all their picks, and they finally got a first-round pick this year for the first time in ages. Now, provided they don't give up draft capital for those players. But yeah, I think the Pels are doing the right thing. Strip it down, bring it right down to the frame. And they should be able to get something decent for both those guys. I like both those players.
Bang! All right, Bobby Marks, our friend who we had on the podcast not too long ago. Here's one about your Celtics. He said the four first-round picks that the Celtics hold, Boston is going to be very hesitant to put any of those in a trade based on the uncertainty of its own 2019 free agents. Would you be upset if they dealt any of these? He says they're very hesitant to do so.
Nah, I'm past point of caring. I think the whole thing's off the rails. I think Gordon Hayward looks like a corpse. You know, there's a chance Kyrie goes to New York. The AD thing becomes a Hail Mary anyways, where he only stays for a year. Nah, honestly, I don't care. I'm so tired of hearing about Danny Ainge and his draft picks. Mm-hmm. Do something with him. Because I just don't feel like we're any closer to winning a championship than we were last year or the year before. We've plateaued. So make a difference-making move or just shut up at this point. So no, I don't care what he does with them.
And one more note on the Celtics instead of circling back later. League sources don't expect the Celtics to do anything at the deadline with Terry Rozier, since he could serve as a potential Kyrie Irving insurance or a sign-and-trade sweetener for Anthony Davis in the offseason.
Oh,
that's from
God.
Kevin O'Connor.
Yeah, great. Yeah, because Terry's really played high-level ball this year. Whatever. Just, I don't even want to talk about the Celtics. Move on to something else.
No, if you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball.
Thank you, Grant Napier.
Wow, it's a good poll on your end. Yes, the Kings announcer. So, from Mark Stein again. He said the Grizzlies, meanwhile, continue to press in their efforts to move Marc Gasol, Charlotte in the lead, and Mike Conley, Detroit and Utah, in the lead. Memphis is said to be seeking multiple first-round picks in exchange for Conley, and we have seen two deals in the last week, Porzingis and Tobias, that had teams, Dallas and Philly, willing to go to those lengths. Could you see a team giving up two first-round picks for Conley? Do you think he's worth that?
I could see Utah doing it. I mean, if you're Utah, what do? You're going to finish with one of the 10 or 12 best records in the league, right? You're going to win a playoff series, but you know you're not a title contender. If you can add Mike Conley, it's a big upgrade over Ricky Rubio. I mean, look, you figure if you add Conley, you shouldn't be picking, what, higher than 23? Mike, Utah would be the one. If the Pistons do it, they're just plumb crazy.
Welcome to your Kodak moment.
Thank you, Reggie.
Classic from Reggie Miller. All right, next one up here. Let's get a Kevin O'Connor one. Hornets offer for Grizzlies center Marc Gasol is Bismack Biyombo, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, and a protected first-round pick. What do you make of that rumor?
No wonder they didn't do that deal. Oh, my God. Bismack Biyombo and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, they couldn't find a basket with two hands and a flashlight. No way. And a protected first? Wow, awesome deal. Where do I sign? No, thank you. No, Mike, that's an awful offer.
Mama, there goes that man.
All All right, a few kind of lesser names being rumored right now. Not a ton of huge buzz as of right now, at least. But this is from Sam. Is it Amico or Amico? Amico, I think. I always say it wrong.
Who cares?
Anyways. Yeah, exactly. So Lakers still eyeing Bulls forward Jabari Parker.
Why?
I don't know why he would be a fit in L.A., but apparently they're after him.
Well, look, I mean, depending on if LeBron actually wants to try this season or not, you know, you bring a guy off your bench who can score. I mean, Jabari Parker defensively might be one of the worst able-bodied defenders I've ever seen in my life. Two ACL surgeries. I don't know. Sure, Mike. I mean, right now, look at the Lakers roster. I don't understand much of anything. Rondo, JaVale McGee, Lance Stevenson. What? Sure, add Jabari to the mix. Why not?
No regard for human life! Yes. Oh,
Kevin Harlan, very excited.
Kevin Harlan, there you go. One that's actually just coming across right now. Miami Heat are nearing a deal to send guard Tyler Johnson to the Phoenix Suns. No speculation on what they're getting in return.
Nothing. They're just happy someone's taking that ratty contract.
David, you had a point in regards to LeVar Ball with this, though.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of big news. Well, I guess bad news if you're LeVar Ball, because Tyler Johnson, a guard, going to Phoenix, now takes away
David, his son. Why do you act like anyone listens to LeVar Ball?
I listen to LeVar.
Well, you know what? Everyone in the league thinks he's a clown.
But he had a brilliant idea.
I thought it was ass.
Get a third team involved. Get his son to Phoenix. Can't happen now.
Hey, guess what? I don't think many people like his son. So how about that? Tyler Johnson. I honestly, Miami may have paid them to take him.
Yeah, no, nothing yet in terms of what could possibly be in that. But
a bowl of pasta.
You're not very high on Tyler Johnson, right?
No, I don't like the contracts they signed with Tyler Johnson, James Johnson, any of those guys. The only guy in Miami I really, really love is that Richardson kid. You know, even Dragic, I don't love him. I don't want Whiteside, who seems cancerous. No, I'm Mike.
Well, and ironically, this detail, just Kevin O'Connor, there were rumblings in early December this Tyler Johnson trade was close to complete. Little surprise it's taken so long. In December, Ryan Anderson was the name mentioned who would go from Phoenix to Miami.
Yeah,
or to
sure.
A 13.
And then what? His deal comes off the books next year?
Correct.
Okay, that's why they're doing it. They just don't want Tyler Johnson anymore.
Right.
Boy, Miami might be throwing in the towel. Could you imagine if the Pistons sell and Miami sells? Can you imagine, like, nobody wants to be the 8th seed in the East, but somebody has to be? Jesus.
Bingo!
Oh, Ralph Lawler.
Clippers, yes. All right, one more before we have another Lakers rumor to close it out. But Rockets looking to acquire Alec Burks from the Cavs. Move the needle at all.
Nudies.
No, sorry. Nah, that don't move the needle. Sorry.
All right, Lakers, to close it out. Just another name for some reason that I had. The Lakers are linked to everyone. Lakers are absolutely linked to everyone. But apparently L.A. has their eyes on Wizards forward Trevor Ariza to come join LeBron in L.A.
Yeah, he's a pro's pro. Good three-point shooter, good defender, pro's pro. I have no issue with it. Mike, at this point, if you're the Wizards, there should be a for sale sign in front. Honestly, if I were Ted Leonsis, the owner, I'd probably just sell the team at this point because I wouldn't want to deal with the next couple of years going to be. John Wall's toast. Audio's failing. I mean, you got to trade Otto Porter. You got to trade Bradley Beal. You got to trade Ariza. You got to blow this thing sky high because John Wall is dead. And that deal is going to be $42 million in the last year of his deal. So, sure, trade Trevor Ariza, but I wouldn't stop there. You got to tear this thing down to the sticks.
Phillip!
Oh, yeah. Long time ago.
Got to close with that. The good old days from the
That's all right.
04 Pistons.
Hope you're ready for Mike Conley.
Oh, don't scare me. Already nervous about it.
97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.